That was a fun break conversation. I can't do that. Won't do that. I do have some quotes, though, here that I just saw scrolling across my Twitter timeline. If we had a player, this is from Joe Kelly, who's had a lot to say here. Check this out, though. By the way, what are you eating over there? What was it? The
tuna fish.
Oh, that's what I thought. A little tuna in the can.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I mean, you had it in your little jar there. Right,
I didn't make it.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to eat tuna in front of people?
Yeah.
I know it's kind of gross, but you know, it's good.
Didn't Dove eat fishes for years?
I mean, he still does.
So what did you used to have, Dove? Sardines?
Sardines, right?
Yeah, in the old studio?
And I'd have white fish or tuna with salad.
Hey, whatever they can't eat.
No, yeah. It's inappropriate in the work setting.
Why?
I didn't even because
I gotta smell it.
Yeah.
Wait a second. When I have sardines for lunch, you smell it?
I smell everything you eat.
Yeah.
But not here, out there.
Well, either way, BT, you're good with the tuna.
I appreciate that. It's tasty. I'm gonna want tuna.
Yeah, it smells good. Looks good.
Need a little pickle at you, but okay.
Joe Kelly, this is what he said here the other day. If we had a playoff re-ranking. Talking about the Yankees, they would be ranked the 8th or 9th best playoff team. Also said that the difference between the Dodgers and Yankees was that the Dodgers' big stars also care and aren't lazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, the part about ranking, who I don't agree, and the part about the Yankees' stars not caring, that's a shot. I mean, that's borderline unprofessional. Like, if he was a hitter... And he said that.
He'd be getting drilled.
Honestly, I'd drill him right in the ear hole. I really would. I wouldn't even drill him in the back at that point.
The lack of respect for the Yankees is astounding.
Now listen,
even I wouldn't put him 8 and 9 if you're ranking all the playoffs. Like, come on.
Well, they're better than the Guardians, the Royals. We know that.
100%.
So you start with that.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, that is just disrespectful. And the Yankees brand of baseball it invites criticism because it looks lethargic and it looks sloppy. And the base running metrics and the defensive analytics back up the fact that Joe Kelly is not necessarily wrong with some of the things how he frames this Yankees team, this roster. But that's Joe Kelly.
Okay. Well, one thing I do want to tie in here because I made notes of this as I was going back over the weekend watching those old World Series. And here's my quote that I just wrote down in my notes real quick. And it kind of plays into what Joe Kelly was talking about. We reminisce about our youth and watching these teams and players that they were better, blah, blah. They weren't better. But... The competition was better. It was about pride. They wanted to be the best. They played the game hard. And now it's about, you know, they're beyond rich. The fame, the celebrations, the attention, all that stuff. They used to play, in my opinion, just based on watching that a little bit, my memory obviously of watching it for years growing up, in comparison to what it is now, they used to play the game at a much higher level of competition, much harder than they do today's day and age. And I think that a team like the Dodgers, who plays hard, running the bases the way they do with passion and determination and focus, hey, did Judge drop this ball? You know, I'm not just going to take it for granted being a malaise going back. No, he drops it, coach is on top of it, boom. Like those little things. That, I think, is the biggest difference from yesteryear and today, and specifically to the Yankees, where I don't think they have enough ball players who play hard for the competition of the game.
They don't. They don't. Listen, I think if some younger fans hear what you just said, they're probably saying, whatever, get off my lawn. I agree with you, by the way. Now, it's also closest to our heart, so maybe we're a little jaded, but I really don't think that we are. I mean, think about when the Yankees were playing the Royals, right? And think about the video that they rolled out with, you know, the way Willie Randolph was taken out at second base.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got into a fist fight, Greg Nettles and George Brett at third base. And during a playoff game, neither one got booted. Like, and I'm not saying it's about fights, but I mean, like, those late slides and the you know, when guys would square to bunt, they'd sometimes throw up and in just because that's what they did. Yeah, I think there's more talent now. I think there's better athletes now. I think pitchers definitely throw harder now. You know, Chase and Max Velo, I think that they've got a deeper repertoire in terms of 3-4 pitches that they could go to at any point. I think there's more sophistication in today's game, but back then, they absolutely played harder.
Sophistication, data, analytics, more money. It's a softer brand of the game. And by design, trying to keep catchers healthy as opposed to guys knocking them over.
Yep.
But don't even go back.
That was the Buster Posey play.
Yeah, okay, don't even go back. You don't have to go back to the 80s like I did. Go back to Pedro and Clemens.
Yep.
Two guys who, if you came in on Pedro Martinez's teammate or hit him, you're getting drilled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not because of money or fame or anything. It's because of competition.
Yep.
There was a high level of competition back then with guys who were ball players. But it was prideful to not strike out. Now it's like nobody cares about that anymore.
Well, And
that's
I love
just one
them.
Aspect of it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. The Soto shuffle.
Yeah.
I think that's a good example of how much the game has changed. Now, it's good for the theatrics, and he owns the plate. That's his side. The other side is, if you're on the mound 60 feet, 6 inches away, and this guy's dancing at you and staring you down, I don't think guys are putting up with that back in the day. And everybody puts up with it.
You'd certainly go up in it. Now, I will say that while I know what you're saying about the theatrics of the Soto shuffle, him being locked in like that shows me an ultra competitiveness, which is why I love him. So it's twofold. Like, yes, it's a little bit of showmanship.
Oh, sure.
And like Pedro wouldn't tolerate that. The looks, the stare down. But I love the competitive nature.
I do too.
Of it. So those are, you know.
Well, he doesn't give away a bat. He doesn't give away pitches.
Well, that's kind of.
That's why he's Juan Soto. But you know, when he works out, particularly like when he grinds out a walk and a couple of foul balls and a few borderline pitches. You know, he rips off the gloves and he rips off the guard. He flips the bat and he's staring the pitcher down. Like, that's just not flying back in the day.
A lot of guys don't play with the intensity that they once did. And I don't know why that is.
Maybe, I do.
Maybe you think it's because of the money?
First of all, it's always derived from the money. Secondly, there's just such great familiarity. Where, you know, back in the day, you know, you play in California, you go to high school, you go to Compton back in the 70s, 80s, 90s. Yeah. I mean, all these kids, all these star players, and I've done it. I've just, for giggles here, going to the Perfect Game database, which is, we've talked about this, the best amateur baseball federation in the country. I've seen Pete Alonso's profile when he was a kid, Lindor, I've seen Bellinger, I've seen Volpe. And I say that because when you're one of those players, now, with the means to cross over, you're playing with so many of these players. When you know them when you're 10, 11, 12, 13, and you're buddies when you enter the majors on some level. So it's very, same with the NBA, it's different.
And if you ever get the chance, and listen, you're talking to the listener, go out there and you're too young to have seen it. And even if you're old enough, like just to go back and rewatch it to give you a different feel for it, you'll see what I'm talking about immediately, the different layer or different level of competition. By the way, the 90s Yankees had that.
That's right.
To where these guys don't have it anymore. The Yankees need ball players. Javi is calling from Silicon Valley. What's up, Javi?
Hey, man. Good morning. Hey, I like your show, but I think that DC has to go. I think he's not a playoff pitcher like El Duque or Jimmy Key type. I'm going to go and try to get Burns signed up.
Now, did you say you want BT to go or Cole to go? I'm confused.
No, I want Derek Cole to go.
I think he said GT. I think he said BT, too.
Oh, okay. You said G. Oh, I'm sorry, GC. Okay, maybe it was wishful thinking.
Nobody's ever called him that once, but I got you.
I thought he said BT.
So did I. Yeah. I was going to let go, but so did I.
Go ahead, Javi.
GC, but I'd rather have someone who's a playoff caliber pitcher that's going to win and grind, like the pitchers that I mentioned from the past, versus someone who's wanting to have accomplishments during the regular season. I don't need that type of player. I'm going to have people that are going to grind in the playoffs.
Well, but Javi, hold on a second. It's not that Garrett Cole, let's not disrespect the man. Thanks for the call there, Javi. It's not like Garrett Cole is not grinding. To me, it's just the realization of the natural aging process. You know, I backed it up with stats earlier, but also just use your eyes. And to me, in some weird way, and it's unfortunate, like it's about Garrett Cole and what I anticipate to be, you know, like everybody else, a slow erosion of talent. They haven't won with Garrett Cole, by the way, number two, but also the holes that they need to address, and there are a lot of them. Can you take the $36 million that you've got to tack on for 2029 if to not let him go anywhere? I mean, can you justify maybe letting him walk and seeing what's out there? If there's a better offer, let him take it? I believe that you can. Now, they won't, but I believe that you can.
I would keep GC. I would move on from GS, GT. I would keep AB.
Uh-huh.
Who else we got? Now, you would keep GS?
I mean, I would always be open to dialogue. If I could trade Stanton, I would.
Because it makes
I would.
You make a better ball club.
I understand that. If there's
good
five
tools,
the scouts grade you on five tools. He has one. He's got immense prolific power. Can't run, can't throw, can't hit for average, can't field.
Now there's
got one tool.
There's value in that, but less value for the Yankees who get great power with Aaron Judge. And you could also replace some of that. Like, let's just say, hypothetically, the Yankees found a trade partner for Giancarlo Stanton.
Even if they've got to eat 15-20%, which they would have to.
Now, again, I know you don't want Pete Alonso, but let's just say they brought in Pete Alonso.
How many years? That I need to know.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go nuts, but...
4 years?
Yeah, okay,
all
fine.
Right, go ahead.
Okay. Let's say they bring in Pete Alonso, put him at first base. You're replacing the power that you had with Stanton with Alonso. You're getting a player who plays every day.
You're getting more power because you're going to play every day,
yes. Yeah, exactly, and he'll play okay at first base.
Yeah,
he's and all right. You can go get another player now to where you can have a versatile player that can also have Judge be more of a DH at times.
Uh-huh.
And you want to bring Soto back in this equation, fine. And then you could have even, you know, Judge or Soto flip-flop between DH or left field. Like, you could have Judge play left, Soto play right, and have a different DH, or have Judge, DH, and Soto play right, or vice versa. Like, just make the team more versatile with a player who could actually defend a little bit.
Yes.
And use that spot, as opposed to Giancarlo, who, with him in the lineup, you mentioned his one tool with power, but he can't do anything else. He can't play anywhere, can't run anywhere. Like, Alonso, call him what you will. He's not a great athlete. He could score from second base on a base hit.
You don't have to sell me any harder on this. If there was a team out there to make a trade, I would be open for it with all due respect. And Stanton was an absolute beast this October, as he usually is. However, the thing that would worry me, we'll get back to these calls, by the way, after this, 888-808-1019. If Soto did leave... And Pete, and this has been discussed, and Pete becomes an option for the Yankees at first base. Where's the lefty thunder coming from? Like, yeah. You got to find a lefty stick.
By the way, it doesn't just have to be Pete. I was just
But I think that Pete's going to be on their radar, much to my chagrin.
Good luck.
Oh, yeah. God. Can you imagine? Full circle. Oh, my God. Yeah.